This gospel talks about someone coming to a wedding feast and not wearing the right clothes. Nobody really knows what that means. Archaeologists are not sure what that wedding garment meant. But if you weren't wearing the right clothes, that person was not welcome in that wedding feast. And that kind of jars us a little bit when we think about it, because we don't like to think of God really paying that much attention to clothes. You know, sometimes people come up to me and they say, Father Dave, look at my kids. Comment on what they're wearing. You think I'm going to do that? I learned something in school, you know. And that's an area of a lot of landmines, right? Because choosing clothes is very personal. Sometimes it's a gift from someone, or we like it, it's our favorite, this or that. Now, in all fairness, if it's young children, I have a very easy answer. I just say, wear whatever your parents tell you to wear. But if it's adults, it's a different story. And, you know, it's a different story for me as well. And just to be fair, by way of full disclosure, my decision in the morning revolves largely around the issue of, am I going to wear this black shirt or that black shirt? So there's just not much, it's just not an issue for me. But a wedding feast was a very, very big event in the village. It meant that life continued, that there was a new family starting. It really was one of the, you know, besides the birth of a child, the wedding was really the second biggest thing. The receptions would last a week. There were no such things as invitations in those days. The entire village came, and they celebrated for many, many days. And it really was a quite remarkable, beautiful event. But can we really think that Jesus is really more concerned about clothes than really what's in a person's heart? So maybe there's something else going on here. You know, in the ancient world, you might be walking along a road and you see someone coming toward you, and you don't know who this person is. And so you really spend some time kind of gauging this person. What kind of messages is this person signaling by perhaps the way they walk? Are they carrying a sword? Are there 10 of them? Is it just one? Is the person young? Is the person old? You know, after millions of years of evolutionary history, we have developed quite a very, very strong ability to look at someone from a distance and without talking to them, without hearing any kind of conversation, just by their physical appearance, we go through that whole list of inventory determining how safe or not is this person. That's actually a very successful survival mechanism that we have to make sure that we are safe. And you know, God designed us in such a way that we are incredibly attuned to what a person looks like. I think I might have said this before, but you know, when I was young, and I was a kid, I would sit in the back of the church because I was absolutely certain the priest could not see me. And then I became a priest, and I could look in the back of the church, and I realized that I was completely wrong that entire time. That we can actually see pretty well. In fact, amazingly, we are so attuned to faces that from a long distance away, you know, you can tell if someone is looking at you or the person who is standing right next to you. And that's only because the whites of your eyes are just microscopically larger on one side than the other. That's how attuned we are to faces and to how a person is standing and how a person is dressed. Because all of that tells us, is this person safe? Am I safe in that person's presence? So faces, before you get close enough to introduce yourself, before you get close enough to say anything, your face has given you away, and maybe even your dress as well. So what is your face saying, or what is it that your clothes are saying? Because long before we get close enough to speak with words, our face and our clothes have already conveyed a message. So I think this gospel is simply asking, what is the message that you would like to say with your clothes because they are speaking. They are saying something. And here's the deal. They can. People have two very, very beautiful reasons for two completely opposite messages. And I've heard this over many, many, many years. Some people will say, Father Dave, I'm dressed very casually. I'm just very, very down, very, very, very casual, because God loves me just as I am. And that's true. That's a very powerful lesson. That's a very true statement. God does love you deeply and unconditionally. And it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, have a lot of clothes or a few, God loves you just the way you are. And people like to express that by coming very casually. Other people say, I am coming to the altar of our Savior. I want to dress up to show respect for him. And I want to put on my best clothes because I'm going to church. You see how these are completely opposite, and yet both are beautiful. Both are fine. Both have a really long history. God loves me as I am. I can dress casual. I'm going to see the king. I'm going to dress up. I think what makes either one important is simply that we've taken some thoughtfulness into it. That I am either this side or this side because I have thought about it, because I have reflected on it. It's not just something automatic or a habit, but it is a message that I have considered. You know, if somebody comes up to talk to you and they say, I have something important to say to you, and I have thought a long time about how I'm going to say this, you're going to listen a lot more closely, and you're going to appreciate the amount of time that that person has put into it. And so I think our Lord is simply asking, and I think this gospel simply has a simple message, however we dress, we are saying something, and as long as we have put thought into it, as long as our personality is into it, as long as we have prayed about it and we have thought about it, our Lord is very happy to see us.